All right. Our scripture reading this morning comes to us from Psalm 100. It says there, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Oh God, we came here this morning. It was cold outside. Maybe it was a little bit difficult for us to get ourselves out of bed. We had stuff we were doing this morning. It was super busy. And we're here. We're here. But God, in this moment, help us to focus our minds, not just our minds, but our hearts, not just our hearts, but our whole souls, so that we might be really, really here. Oh God, we want to hear you. We want to see you. We want to feel you. Oh God, we pray that through this conversation that we are about to have, that we all would be filled with your joy. Oh God, use me, your imperfect instrument, to convey your perfect word to your people. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry, there's no quick way for me to get back and forth. So according to a study completed last year by University of East Anglia, living close to nature and spending time outside has significant and wide-ranging health benefits. The report reveals that exposure to green space reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, premature death, preterm birth, stress, and high blood pressure. Green space, for the purposes of the study, is defined as open, undeveloped land with natural vegetation as well as urban green spaces, which include urban parks and street greenery. So that means we're covered when we go outside. The researchers' sample size to collect data was extremely large, involving over 290 million people. It was, however, acknowledged that though research demonstrates a correlation between health and exposure to nature, it is unknown why spending time outdoors makes people healthier. Possible reasons? It offers more opportunity for exercise and socializing. There is also greater exposure to bacteria present in nature, which can boost the immune system. Now, I know this probably sounds like a silly way to begin a sermon. Well, maybe a little bit even boring. Or to be spouting off the findings of this particular research when we all know that getting out in nature is good for us. Why? How do we know it? You feel better when you go outside. We don't need research to tell us that it's good for us. We go outside for a while and we feel better. During the month of October, I journeyed with the children of our preschool during our weekly chapel service through the story of God creating the world in 7 days. I began by sharing with my little friends that God is the only being who can create something out of nothing, as we were talking about in the children's message. God is the only being who can create something out of nothing. When we create something, we have to start with something. For instance, last week, we talked about how my family, we had a summer project we worked on, and that was to build an outdoor table. You saw in our sanctuary, albeit upside down, right? Because God's love is upside down. But this table, we didn't create it from nothing. No, we went to Home Depot and we got lumber and screws. And we got wood putty when the screws went in the wrong place. And we got stain and brushes. We got all of these things. I didn't grow the trees to make the lumber. And even if I did, the tree has to start from something. It requires a seed. But even if I had planted the tree from a seed and waited for it to grow before cutting it down to size in order to build this table, I didn't make the seed. God did that. Everything a person can make starts from something that God made from nothing. It's pretty cool when you think about it, isn't it? Everything a person can make starts from something that God made from nothing. God created the heavens and the earth. God created light. God created sky. God created dry land and water and commanded the earth to sprout all kinds of plants and trees. God created the stars and the moon and the sun. And God created life in the sky and in the water from bluebirds to blue whales. God created all of these things. God created all the creepy, crawly creatures upon the earth. Thanks, God. God created all of these things. God created all this really cool stuff. And we've talked before about how if God created one thing just a teeny tiny bit differently than the way that God made it, our world would not exist as we know it. If one teeny tiny thing were just a fraction different, gravity would not be what it is. All sorts of things would be different. Life would not be sustainable on this planet. God created the world and everything in it, including us. Everything starts from what God created out of nothing, which means the reason, now this study, it didn't know the reason why nature makes us feel good, but the reason we feel so good after spending time outside is, what is the answer to every children's message? God. The reason why is God. When we're outside, we can experience that created in 7 days kind of connection with God when everything operated in harmony with everything else and everything was totally and completely connected with God. And it's not just that we feel good when we're outside. Among all the things God created, we feel something. We feel joy. Joy. And joy can be a very strange sensation that doesn't come along very often. Because not just anything can bring us joy. Joy is different than happy, although the dictionary will tell you that those are two things are the same. Oftentimes, if you look it up. Joy is not the same. Happiness is based upon things going well. Joy can be felt even in the midst of suffering. John Piper defines joy from the Christian perspective as a good feeling in the soul produced by the Holy Spirit as he causes us to see the beauty of Christ in the Word and in the world. I'll put it another way. Joy is a feeling, but it goes far deeper than happiness or sadness or anger. It trumps those things every single time. Joy is what we find when our soul is connected with God. Joy is what we find when our souls are connected with God. Our souls connect with God by the power of the Holy Spirit. That happens through the reading of Scripture and the interacting with other living things. Doesn't really happen very often any other way. There's something so pure and holy about creation that is palpable to us when we're outside. In numerous places in scriptures, it talks about creation making a joyful noise to the Lord. Psalm 100 begins, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God." Of course, all the earth is talking about all the people, but it's more than that. All the earth also literally means all the earth. You might wonder, how can the earth worship the Lord and come into his presence with singing? So my family loves to go hiking. Love it. Last year at preschool, they had this assignment where they talked about, what does mommy love? What does daddy love? What do you love? And we'd just gone hiking. So my daughter, Summer, her answer to every question was, mommy loves hiking, daddy loves hiking, Summer loves hiking. Yeah. And people could tell, hey, did you go hiking? Yes, we went hiking. We love to go hiking. We've been doing it every fall for the past few years, when Summer was basically physically able. It's gotten a little bit more difficult for us to get away to do that in the fall now that Summer has started kindergarten. This past Tuesday, Norfolk Public Schools had off for Election Day. And so Monday we left, we went up to Afton Mountain, and we stayed in a cabin near there. It was a really nice shed with a space heater in it, like about that big. But it had bunk beds and a bed for us, it had microwaves, so we could pop some popcorn for Summer because she loves that as a snack. All of those sorts of things. We took our dog, Beamer, with us. She was exhausted when she got back. Exhausted. But the space heater, it took just like a little bit of the chill out of the air, basically. And so we all settled in for bed at night. I thought, okay, I was wondering, is the kid going to go to sleep as cold as it is? But she passed right out. But I was paranoid all night long that she was going to get cold. And so I didn't quite sleep very well. That and the fact that the dog was lying right next to me and next to the bed. I had put out my yoga mat so she could sleep on that so she wouldn't be so cold, because priorities. And she was lying right next to me, and she'd get up in the night and she'd move around, so that kept me awake. And so I had a really difficult time sleeping. I think Jonathan did too. And then finally, in the wee hours of the morning, we heard this really annoying sound. It was this one bird that would not be quiet. It kept chirping. It was so annoying. And even though we were sleep deprived, there was something so cheerful about this noise, like annoyingly cheerful about it. So joyful that it was the sound of that bird. It was like it was saying, come on, everyone, wake up. I had a good night's sleep. It's a beautiful day out here. I'm so thankful God made me just the way that I am with my beautiful chirp. It's beautiful. It's not annoying. It's beautiful. It's great to be alive. I have so much joy. I can't keep it in any longer. So here I am singing. Wake up. We have our way of worshiping the Lord with gladness and coming into his presence with singing, and all of creation has its own way. The video you saw at the beginning of this message was from a hiking trip we took, I think it was last year, up near Wintergreen. I think it was one of the last hikes that we did. The waterfall was so beautiful. Did you guys like that? It was a rainy day, actually, when we were out there. It kept drizzling on us. Got a little bit heavier as we were hiking back up the mountain, of course. But you couldn't help but be joyful standing there next to this waterfall that just kept going and going and going down the rocks. I loved it so much. It inspired such joy. I had to record it on my phone. And what you can't see is that when I'm jumping from one large rock to another that is angled a little bit funny, Jonathan says, don't fall. That's me jumping from one rock to the other. The rock was angled a little bit funny. It was a little bit, tiny bit wet, obviously from the rain. And so, what could possibly go wrong? Holding up your phone, trying to jump from one rock to the other. Keep the phone steady, because you're like, this is going to be a sermon illustration someday. What could possibly go wrong? And it's funny how we can so often make a misstep in life, and yet creation continues to sing through the chirp of a bird or the gushing of a waterfall. Creation sings, doesn't it? I mean, it's the leaves on the trees as they change color, waves crashing against the shore, flowers blooming, nature's way of singing praises unto the Lord, because it's so full of joy. It's amazing how even snow falling silently to the ground has its way of being joyful. Just breathing fresh air somehow is joyful. Look, the point of this message is simple today. We move so fast through life, especially in a country like ours, especially as technology advances more and more, especially as we can just sit on our phones and not interact with anything and get so much done, or nothing done, as the case may be. The burdens of this world weigh us down at times. And especially this time of year, as it turns cold, it can be easy to determine to stay inside. There's a reason why we tend to be more depressed during the wintertime, and we owe that in large part to the fact that when it gets cold, we say, I'm not going out there. Being outside makes us feel better. More than that, it can connect us to God and bring joy to our hearts. That's what it does. You know, there are all these stories out there that talk about how people who've never heard of God can go out into creation and they look at just how perfectly this world has been made and they say, there has to be some sort of divine being who made this, who put all of this together. And so here is my challenge for us this morning. It's very, very simple. Here's my challenge. Go outside and listen for joy. Now, it's going to warm up a little bit today. Get up to like 60 or whatever it is. Go outside around that time, mid-afternoon. But even on those days when it is colder, bundle up and go outside. Go for a walk. Go for a hike. I know we have people in our church. We have this group of people in our church who love to go run. More power to you. My running days are over. Don't just put the earbuds in and run. Take them out and listen for the joy. Because when you listen for the joy, you're drawing closer to God in a very simple but profound way. And each of us is reminded of what God has done for us, given us the gift and the responsibility of this creation to enjoy and to take care of. But God has also given us grace, that when the joy is right there in front of us and we miss it, that joy just keeps on showing up anyway. So, friends, not right this second, but in a few minutes, go outside and find the joy. Amen.